Well, they're a good football team. You know, they're physical on both sides of the ball. I think they've done a great job. Like we have most of the course of the year with turnovers. You know, they've created a lot of turnovers. I think they've, you know, obviously have done a good job in their coverage unit, special team-wise. And, you know, they're dangerous on, you know, on offense. They can make plays. They have good guys on the perimeter. They have a premier tight end in Clay. Obviously with, you know, McCoy as a runner or Tolbert, you know, they have a really good running game, and the quarterback's dangerous. You know, he's done a lot of things that, you know, it's given us problems when plays get extended or quarterbacks run, you know, things of that nature. You know, it's been a challenge for us. So there's a lot of challenges for us, you know, coming up with this game.
Their defense has given up only like 3 plays of 40 yards in the past game. How important is it for Blake to be patient and disciplined?
Yeah, I just think, you know, like you said, you think, you know, just basically it's one of those things like we always talk about, not being able to turn the ball over. You know, when we haven't turned the ball over, you know, we've been able to play well. You know, field position is a big, you know, battle, you know, within the game. And I think that you have to go out there and, like I told the players, know what you're doing, you know, clean communication and do your job and, you know, make sure you can execute well. And that's what happens, you know, at this time of year.
Do you prepare as if McCoy is definitely playing, or do you?
We prepare like he's playing, yep.
Is that just the best way to do it? Do you look at Tolbert and spend any extra time looking at Tolbert? Or just
Oh, yeah, he plays too. I mean, you know, all the guys, Mike, that play, you know, obviously, you know, same for us. I mean, they're looking at all the guys that play for us, and we're looking at all the guys that play for them. So, you know, you've got to be ready, you know, for the best, you know, and prepare for it.
McCoy, is, I think he's like 33% of their offense or something like that. What are the challenges if he does play?
I mean, he's a guy that can change, you know, change field, can break tackles, take it to the house. He's excellent coming out of the backfield receiving. He is a Pro Bowl, you know, running back. He's got all the ingredients that, you know, that makes a, you know, he's very, very dangerous on the field.
Your defense, I mean, you, as far as the pass rush pressure, when you have a scrambling quarterback, do you – is it a matter of changing or just being more disciplined to stay at home? I mean, what is the thing that you tell your guys?
You know what's so funny about that? Is last night my wife called me and asked me the same question. No, I'm telling you the truth. She's like, well, hey, listen, you know, this guy's dangerous. You know, so I'm like, yep, yeah. I said, but you have to realize when you're rushing a quarterback, there are guys blocking and pushing those guys away too. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, it's difficult to do that. And a lot of people, in my opinion, don't give the quarterback, you know, Tyrod Taylor, enough credit, meaning that he's done a very good job with the football. He throws an outstanding deep ball. You know, he's very good intermediate routes, you know what I'm saying, of throwing the ball. And I think that, you know, because he's such a great athlete, because he can escape, a lot of things that are written are about those aspects of him, which are unique and rare, which we understand that. But we're not losing sight of, you know, how good he's been with the football, how well he's thrown the football. You know what I'm saying? And they have some players that can make those plays and 50-50 catches and cross the field and, you know, and be able to go vertical.
How has Kelvin Benjamin helped their offense since they brought him in?
Well, he's another player when you look at, you know, obviously he's a wide receiver with rare size. You know, he has very good speed. He has rare size. He can break tackles. He can body up people. And, you know, he's outstanding, you know, when the ball's up for the 50-50 catches because of the rare size. You know, obviously he has an advantage there. So, you know, it'll be a challenge again, you know, when those balls are up in the air going to him.
Is your comfort level?
I'm going to get a text message. Oh, go ahead.
Is your comfort level with Josh's?
Meet you at the bar and after. No, no. Go ahead.
Does your comfort level with distance change at all as we move into a little bit colder weather?
I feel comfortable with him. You know, I really do. I think that, you know, pregame-wise, I think we have a good feel of who he is, which is important. In other words, meaning, Gene, that, you know, we know where his range is. We know what we feel. You know, when we get on the field, everything has been very accurate as far as, hey, listen, we feel good about this distance. You know, we feel this is a must. Feel very confident, you know what I'm saying, in that.
Does that range change at all?
It does. Week to week, it does. More so for the away games. Does that make sense? You know, we've, you know, obviously we play here, so we know the wind and we understand the directions and all the stuff like that. So, you know, we're monitoring that during the week, so we always have a good feel for that going into the game. And then it's just a matter of, you know, how that player is performing on that day, you know, when he goes out and kicks before. I think when we go on the road, we have a good indication of what's going to happen, but we have a we become more solidified, you know, the day of the game of what the directions are.
Doug, how
and
is
distance.
That, I'm sorry. How has Ngakoue grown as a leader this year?
I think, you know, he's always done a very good job as far as his work ethic and what he does, and it's a lot of it's by example. He's a very emotional player. I think that people can feed off that, and you know, he's had a very good year, and he's but he's still the same. You know, I mean, he's still the same type of guy that plays with, you know, a chip on his shoulder. I mean, I don't think we all know that when we see him. You know, and he plays extremely hard. You know, he goes 100 miles an hour in every single play.
And how do you feel like Telvin's played since he's come back from the injury?
He's played well.
A lot of focus is going to be on Blake this week. Five interceptions last two games. Mm-hmm. Do you see him still have do you still see his confidence at a good level?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, a lot of it will be during the week, and I'll have a better feel for what we're doing. And if something doesn't look right or it doesn't feel right, you know, then we'll just take that out.
Did he follow up on Blake? Mm-hmm. His future is uncertain. Why can athletes separate that? Why can they focus on the present and not how this could impact their future?
I don't think all athletes can do that. You know, so I think, you know, but – it's preached constantly, you know what I'm saying, from a standpoint of, you know, we as coaches, and we've got to do that too. I mean, we've got to brush some things off and move on, you know, whether it's good or bad, you know, and that's the one thing that I've always learned before is, you know, and I said this in the beginning when we were going win, lose, win, you know, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You know, you've got to go ahead and prepare and get ready for the next week, you know, and try to avoid all the noise because, you know, all the stuff on the outside – you know, questions are going to be asked, things are going to be pointed out, and at the end of the day, that most, you know, they're factual, you know, they're facts, but at the end of the day, it comes down to making sure of your performance, you know, on Sunday. You know, what do you have to do to perform on that day? And that's what's going to define you, you know, for the following week. If you don't do well and you have another game the next week, you're going to be questioned. You know, what happened? Why'd you do this? You know, those are all natural things. I think, you know, as a person in that position, you have to accept that responsibility that those things are going to happen, you know what I'm saying, you know, learn from those mistakes. Don't get too overconfident if you're doing well, you know what I'm saying, and go out and prepare the same way. That's probably the best way to do it.
Does having Hearns back bring a level of composure to the receiving room?
Who's that?
Hearns. Just having him back and available. Yeah. It seems like the game is never too fast for that guy.
No. Allen's played, you know, he's played a lot of football. He's been very productive in this league. And, you know, I still think that, you know, he'll be better this week than he was last week. And, you know, that's obviously exciting for us, you know, to get him back.
Is there something, too, I mean, if you're a rookie on the field and you see that guy back on the field with you, does that provide a real calming presence in the game?
You would think it would, yeah. I mean, you would think so. You know he's out there, and you know exactly what you're going to get. It's someone that you've worked with, you know, sitting for quite a bit of time, you know, over the years. You know, Allen's been here. Obviously, Blake's been here. So I think that it does add a confidence to it, you know, I think. But then it still comes back to making sure that you can perform, you know, and do that. So, you know, obviously we're happy to get him back. And I think it's more important – you know, we look at just a Sunday and a performance maybe, you know, with the questions. But I think a lot of that comes during the week too. You know what I'm saying? Of him being out on the field, him working during the week, you know, that confidence. And then the other guys, you know, he's talking to them about, hey, let's make sure we prepare this. And that's where the leadership comes in.
So Jarrell Casey had some critical comments about Bortles yesterday. Said he put the game on his shoulders. He's going to choke. But my question is,
I didn't hear that.
Are you tired of guys coming out and ripping your quarterback? Do you not even care? Do you hear? Obviously, you don't hear it. But guy won 10 games. I mean, do you feel like, you know, he's getting ripped?
I really don't care. No, you know what I'm saying. I really don't. Everyone is entitled to their opinion.
He handles that kind of stuff exceptionally well, Blake. Right, in terms of dealing with it and just kind of brushing it off.
Yeah, he's used to it. I mean, it's been happening quite a bit, you know. I mean, if he doesn't, then how's he ever going to be the player he wants to be? You know what I'm saying? If he starts listening to that stuff, you know. And, you know, he just, you know, hopefully, I don't know how he handles it, honestly. I know for me, I don't listen to any of that stuff. I just, you know, we're on to the next opponent.
Doug, how much will you use the indoor this week, and how nice is it to have that option when the weather is sort of like this?
Well, I know this. I know the equipment guys and the medical staff and the weight coaches are fired up about the indoor, you know. And I'm sure that, you know, I went in there and busted their chops this morning about it. I go, hey, pretty good to have an indoor facility right now, right? They're like, oh, you know. So, yeah, it definitely helps. And it helps from a standpoint of, you know, we're going to go get – we know what type of practice we're going to get. You know, we're going to get a good practice today, you know, and we don't have to worry about any of the elements on the outside of, you know, the rain and those things. And we understand that, you know, we know the weather, what we at least predict what it's going to be on Sunday. So we're aware of that. And if it was, you know, a game where, you know, we thought there was going to be rain, then we might practice some outside a little bit and then come back in. You know, the one thing about the indoor, you can kind of do both. You can kind of get outside and get some work done, but you don't have to be out there the whole time, you know, and then you can come back in.
What ways has Jalen Ramsey improved over the last two seasons?
I think that, you know, I've never had a problem with the way I didn't really know him last year, so I can't say that. You know, obviously I watched tape, but I think he's someone that takes a lot of pride in what he does. I think that he is an ultimate competitor. I think that he probably works a lot harder at studying the film than most people think, you know what I'm saying, as far as the receivers and the people that he goes against. And I know that, you know, every week usually I'll come up to him and say, hey, you know, tell me about the guy you're playing against. And he can rattle stuff off, you know, exactly what he's looking for and keys and tips and things of that nature. So, you know, even though, you know, and I say this about Jalen quite a bit, and I get a lot of questions about him from, you know, people in the industry, you know, other coaches, is that, you know, what you're able to see, you know, that's the one thing. You're able to see, you know, the height, the rare height, weight, speed, you know, the things of that nature, you know, the ball skills, you know. But what people don't necessarily see is how hard that player works, you know what I'm saying, on the tape, in practice, how competitive he is in practice. You know, he doesn't want a ball completed on him in practice, you know, and he's been like that the whole time. So I think that, you know, when you talk about players, AJ is the same way, you know what I'm saying? Boye, Colvin's the same way, you know, and I think when you see people that are productive in this industry, you know, I would say 99% of that goes back to all the things that you probably are not being able to see.
Can I just follow up? The questions you get within the industry about him, are those about his ability, his personality, all the above?
No, ability is never going to be the question because you see that on the field. You know, it's like, hey, is he just a natural talent? Does he work at it? He has both. That's why he can be an elite player.
Doug, I know you said yesterday or Monday that the past is the past, but Eric Wood said on the radio yesterday, you leaving Buffalo caught him off guard and that they're in a better situation now. He was a captain for you for 2 years and an O-line guy. What does that mean to you to hear, you know, Eric Wood say that they're in a better position now with the guy they have as opposed to you?
I'm happy for him. I'm happy he feels that way. I really am. I have no issues with that.
And there's a lot of people in Western New York that, you know, wondering still what happened. I mean, you coached them to their first 9-win season in a decade, and they still don't know. I mean, what happened?
Oh, I think it's a long time ago, but I'm happy for their fan base. I'm happy for where they are. You know, they've earned their spot. But more importantly, my concentration is on our team and our fan base. You know, we've earned it too. We've been out of it for a long time. So, you know, I don't go back to the past. But like I said before, I'm happy for them. I'm glad they're in a good place. I'm in a great place. I feel great about where I am. So I'm comfortable with it.
Are you disappointed when you were there that you didn't get Kyle Williams a handoff?
What's that?
Disappointed he didn't get him a handoff.
Well, we always knew he could, though. He's, you know, the one thing you don't want about Kyle Williams, just so you know, he's like a, I think he might, I mean, he's like a his handicap in golf, he's probably the best golfer. He will be the best amateur golfer in Florida on Sunday.
True fact.
That's a true fact.
Oak Hill,
big guy like that?
Unbelievable athlete. Unbelievable golfer. I'm telling you. He's phenomenal.
What was he like, the coach?
Great. Awesome guy. Yep, great play. A lot of those plays. Not many of them are there, you know, like we said before, but all the guys that were there were, you know, outstanding. I didn't have any issues at all.
How much money do you take you off the golf course?
I don't golf. Come on, Mike, I'm smarter than that. I don't golf. I cook and eat.